You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Domestic indices NSE Nifty and BSE Sensex closed in the green after a day of volatile trade. The blue chip Nifty 50 index settled above 19,400, breaching a key resistance level, while Sensex added 200 points after erasing losses from the morning trade. The broader markets closed primarily in the green as Fear Gauge India VIX sank 0.45%. Nifty Small Cap 100 and Nifty Mid Cap 100 outperformed, while sectorally, Bank Nifty added over 1.1% as PSU banking stock soared. Despite surging over 1% intraday on Hindalco's investment plans, Nifty Metal closed in the red, dragged by Adani Enterprises. Jio Financial Services closed 5% lower for the third consecutive session. Moving on, Indian footwear industry revenue is striding at 11% ahead this fiscal year on higher realizations, with volume up almost 4%, said an analysis by Crisil Ratings. Operating margin, it said, is expected to expand by about 125 basis points to almost 9% on softer raw material prices, but will still be below the pre-pandemic levels of almost 10%. During the past fiscal, prices of key inputs such as ethylene vinyl acetate, rubber and resins have fallen about 30%, and raw materials constitute about 45% of the total cost of footwear makers. In other developments, the IMD in a statement informed that heavy to very heavy rainfall is likely over Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh, northern parts of Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, West Bengal, Sikkim and other parts of Northeast India during next 3 to 4 days and decrease thereafter. The Met Department also said that isolated extremely heavy rainfall is likely over Uttarakhand on August 23rd and 24th. The already rain-soaked Uttarakhand looks set to witness an even stronger rain spell come Wednesday and Thursday, August 23rd, 24th. IMD has also issued a red alert over the Himalayan state during this 48-hour period. The Regional Met Centre has issued red warning in 6 districts, Dehradun, Tehri Garhwal, Pauri Garhwal, Nainital, Champawat and Udham Singh Nagar on Wednesday and Thursday. Meanwhile, the leaders' retreat on August 22nd brought exciting news about the expansion plans of BRICS that work together on important global issues. During the retreat, India stepped forward and played a big role in getting everyone to agree on how new countries can join BRICS, sources told Financial Express Online. Because the BRICS group wants to grow and include new countries that they call strategic partners, these are countries that BRICS wants to team up with to make the world a better place. And India, according to sources quoted above, during this meeting was like the captain of a team, guiding everyone to agree on how to choose these new members. In other news, Hindalco chairman Kumar Mangalam Birla at the company's 64th annual general meeting on Tuesday announced that the firm has planned a total investment of Rs 4,000 crores in an extrusion facility for freight wagons and coaches and a copper and e-waste recycling plant. The firm's plans include an investment of Rs 2,000 crores to build a new extrusion facility for producing freight wagons and coaches of Indian Railways' current sensation, Vande Bharat trains. The remaining Rs 2,000 crores will be used for setting up a copper and e-waste recycling facility in India, Birla said. The chairman said the firm is quote-unquote excited to partner with the Indian Railways and the passenger coach manufacturing ecosystem for the ambitious high-speed Vande Bharat trains. In a latest from tech, apps like Truecaller will have to stop providing services like caller line identification for incoming calls once the government notifies the Digital Personal Data Protection Law in the next 4 to 5 months. However, the government-backed CLI services based on the subscribers' Know Your Customer records, which is in the works, won't get affected, official sources said. Government officials said since the CLI service provided by Truecaller is crowdsourced and involves using third-party personal data without the consent of the person concerned, it cannot continue once the DPDP law is notified. Lastly, the quick-serve restaurant industry in India posted weak Q1 results, which resulted in FY24 Bloomberg Consensus earnings estimates being lowered by 4-8% for most companies since 1 July 2023. According to the BNP Paribas report, earnings estimate for QSR industry companies have been lowered by 7-48% YTD for FY24. Adjusted EBITDA margin, including rental costs for the industry, has come off sharply over the last few quarters due to a combination of 1. Moderation in SSSG, 2. Raw material cost inflation, 3. Increase in employee costs, and 4. Increase in rent expense due to store count expansion. In terms of offerings, burgers and chicken portfolio grew much ahead of pizzas, with the category continuing to be under pressure given increased competition, muted demand, lower footfalls in stores, among others. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.